Thursday night, Chavis Halvavus. Page, we'll start from the beginning of Perek Hamishi. Page Reish Chaf Aleph. Perek Hamishi. So in Perek Revi, the Chavis Halvavus established the four parts of Tshuva, which were Charata, Charata, Aziva Sachet, Vidui, and Kabbalah. Charata, Aziva Sachet, Vidui, asking for forgiveness, being Moda, and Kabbalah, not to do it again. That's Perek Revi. And Perek Chamishi, page Reish Chaf Aleph, Omar, Aval Tanoi Gidrei HaTshuva, the details. He doesn't mean tanai in the sense that they're essential and they're ma'akev, like a tanai. You know, if you don't do it, it's not tshuva. He means the details of tshuva shlema. I mean, maybe it is a tanai, it's a tanai for tshuva shlema, for full-fledged tshuva. But it's not a tanai in the sense that some things he mentions maybe are le'ikuva, we'll see. And some things are not le'ikuva. Aval tanoi gidrei ha'tshuva him rabim yod. Huge. Tons, hundreds. Ach asker meklolam esrim tanoim. I'm going to say 20 details in doing a tshuva shlema. Now, and uniyachid lechol geder migidrei ha'tshuva chamisha tanoim. He holds he has a pool of hundreds of details in the process of tshuva shlema. What he does is he says he's going to pick out 20 of them. And he's going to detail 5 to each of the 4 chalokim of tshuva. Again, the 4 chalokim of tshuva are charota and charota and aziva sachet and vidui and kabbalah al osid. So he's going to detail 5 details, 5 protim in each of the 4 things. 5 times 4 equals 20. To give you a picture of the shlemus, of the full scope of each of the 4 parts of tshuva. Mehen, so number 1 from them, I'll start with the first one. Tanoi hacharoto, I'll tell you details of charoto chamisha. In other words, 5 details in charoto, 5 aspects to having charoto, which will be mashlim, that you'll have charota shleima. Not everyone is ma'akev, but the charota is very hard. Before we, let me give a little hakdama to what the Chavis Halvavus is going to do here. He's going to say over 5 aspects of charota, 5 aspects of aziva sachet, 5 aspects of vidui, and 5 aspects of kabbalah. Charota is the first one. It's very hard. Many times, True charota does not mean that I want to become better. I wish I was better. I wish I hadn't done it. That's very nice, but that's not charota. It's very hard to have charota. Many times we're chote, and what's past is past. But to really regret, the word regret means that you're able to say, I wish I hadn't done it. Many times we do things, we even maybe benefit from it. And we realize it's wrong, and we do tshuva, we say, you know, we're going to go on. But it's very hard to have true regret, either it was gishmak at the time, or you gained something out of the cheating that you did, or you gained kavod when you made fun of someone else. So, you know, it's hard to really maintain. We're talking about pnimi, inside, deep down, the kishkes. It's hard to say, you know, I wish I hadn't done it. If you benefited from it, it's hard. You know, you could wish, you know, it's not that type of thing where you say, I wish I hadn't done it, means, you know, I wish I would be a tzaddik, not a rasha. Like, you have to really cringe. You have to cringe when you think of what you did, and like really wish that your whole life would exist without that having happened. You could read a story about the guy that stole $10, right? And then he becomes a millionaire. And so you say, Hashem didn't want me to steal, and he gets stuck. you have such stories in the, you know, did Hashem not want me to do that? Did Hashem really want me to? Anyway, so you follow the Chayvus Halvados, and he'll tell you how to develop full-fledged Chayrata, which means that you really, truly wish you had never done it. You wish your life would be without that marring it, without that thing that occurred. So Tchilason, the first is Hayira. Like, it sounds maybe childish, maybe, and it sounds like Yiras Onesh, but again, he's talking about five things to think about to create Charota Shlema. So you really want to have Charota, that you really want to wish you hadn't done it, and you really, really, so the first thing, and the simplest thing, and the most obvious thing, is to realize the onus you're going to get because of it. Hayira, and you're afraid, you regret it, and you're afraid, you don't know when Hashem's going to punish you. Hashem could punish you at any moment for what you did. So Hayira Nei Hachashas Onesh Hashem Alachote Amashachota Baobar. So that's Charata, boy. That certainly creates Charata, that you realize you can get smacked for it at any given moment, and Hashem is going to be Nifra for you, from you, for having sinned. And you don't know when. It could be immediately. It could be right away. It's an emergency. So you quickly have to do tshuva. Now you have charata. Oh my goodness, what did I do? Like, now you're omed b'sakana. You're omed ready to be punished. She'os tischazik b'kach charata. So this will solidify. It will make real his charata. It won't just be wishful thinking. If he imagines the stick coming down, if he imagines, even in like an everyday life, you imagine the teacher punishing you for what you did, he caught, he walked in, the deer in the headlights picture, the principal opens the door, like at that moment, and he catches you doing it, and he's going to send you home, he's going to expel you. So like at that moment, you really, you right before the sword comes down, you wish you hadn't done it. Like, oh boy. Because Amro, he brings on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Tenu l'Hashem Elokeichem kavod b'terem yachshich, before it becomes dark, or b'terem yisnagfu ragleichem al harei noshech. So we're scaring the person, and this will result in charata shleima when he realizes the consequences of his action that could come at any given moment, at any moment. That's number one, aspect number one. The Hasheni, aspect number two, is Shviras Libo. That he's a brochen, you say in Yiddish, he's a broken man. Just the thought of his merida in Hashem breaks his spirit. Now, it doesn't mean it makes him depressed. How do I know that? Because nowhere, because it's an aveira to be depressed, and it's wrong to be depressed, and no one should be depressed. But when he thinks of the chet, he's submissive, he's broken from it, he feels lowly, he feels that way when he thinks of how he was moreid b'Hashem, when he did things he wasn't supposed to do. So shviras libos, so that's an aspect of charata, that he doesn't feel geyer. He doesn't feel, I did it, so what, I'll be better, I'll try again. But he's broken because he did it. He wishes it away. Shviras libo ukniyaso lufnei Hashem yusalem. Right? Al aveiro sha'asa. Ka'omro v'ikonu amia shenikra shmi aleihem. Right? You're out of favor with Hashem. You're out of favor with Hashem. So that's number two. So number two is kniya. Number two is being tzibrochen about the chait. Number two is not feeling arrogant or confrontational. Yeah, I did it. But adarabba, you feel you're broken. Bashlishi, a third aspect is to actually put the change. No, so number one is pachad me onesh. I want to list what he's saying. Number one is to be afraid of the onesh will help you develop true charata. Number two is that your lave is nishbar. You're brokenhearted. You're brokenhearted that you did a chait, that you were morid b'Hashem. So that's mechazek and makes stronger the charata. Number three is to do things that express charata. You know, the person, like, I was chote, like, man, I can't believe it. So what does the Chavis HaLodah say? Shinui malbusho. Maybe he'll change the way he's dressing. It can mean a lot of things. It can mean he doesn't dress as loudly because he feels submissive. Could be this is a carrying out of number two that we just learned. So he's more able in his dress. He might. I'm just thinking of examples. I don't. If anybody in this room did anything, I don't. He might decide to grow a beard. Like, that's what, you know, he has charata, and he feels maybe that'll. Like, he wants to climb out of the boots he put himself in. He might decide to wear a hat and jacket. Maybe to wear a hat and jacket by davening. Shinui malbusho. You know, he's going to dress a certain way to reflect the charata. That's number three. Number three is doing actions that reflect the charata. So he has examples. Shinui malbusho, the way he dresses. The edyo means his jewelry, his ornaments, meaning, you know, if he dressed especially sharply, so he might decide to not dress that way. And that'll be an expression of his charata, that he's a chote, that he won't be so cool. He'll take a haircut. V'haroso simone charata b'diburo. Let me finish the sentence. Maybe he'll start to talk quieter. You know, he used to be more loud. Maybe he won't talk unless spoken to. Maybe he'll practice a tainus dibur. These are all expressions of the charata that a chote would have. Chote would feel he just can't be the same person he was before. He has to do something different to reflect a change, to reflect charata, though. We're talking about more specifically, not just to reflect a change, but to reflect charata. So he'll dress differently and he'll talk differently. Uma'achalo. In other words, he's looking for ways to express his charata to Hashem. Ma'achalo. Let's say he used to nash. He used to eat things that had no pshat for nutritional value. It was just, you know, to enjoy himself. He liked the way it tasted. He nashed. So maybe he'll stop doing that as an expression of charata. Maybe he'll develop, you know, there's a famous thing called Tainus Harayavid. It's in Yesod HaTshuva from the Shari Tshuva from Rabbi Yona. It says a person, what does he say, right? The Ravid, famous Ravid, Hageder Hagodol Menias HaMa'acholos, that he should keep eating Basar and Yayin even. He shouldn't decide not to eat things. But Be'ez Ma'acholo, when he's into eating, he doesn't eat everything on his plate. He leaves a little over. He doesn't eat his full, or even the Ravid's Lashon is he stops eating even when he's a little hungry still. I mean, he doesn't say hungry. He says, Odenu to'ev le'echol. He still has an appetite. Yanichu mimenu l'kvot ha'borei b'ta'avosov. I'm reading from Yesod HaTshuva of Rabbi Yona now. Val yochal kefi ta'avosov. And this, the Ravid's Rabbi Yona says, V'derech zu timne'enu mechato v'tazkirenu avos ha'borei. Right, this is the famous Tainus Harayavid. More valuable than fasting one day a week is when you're eating, don't eat your full. Don't eat. You want to have a Tainus. You want to be misaneh because you did Naveira. You want to express Harata. So you do the Tainus Harayavid, which is not to eat till you're completely sated, satiated. Rather to stop eating, even if you still have an appetite, maybe, I don't know, have an appetite, Maybe it means by definition you're still a little hungry. He said, "B'chol yom tamid." This is not something you'll do once a week. This is something you'll do three times a day by every meal. Every single day, whenever you eat, you'll have a way of fasting. It's more valuable than fasting, the Rambam says. So that's what the Chavis Halavos also could mean when he says he should change. He should change the way he eats. He should change the way he. This is not ma'akev in charata. If charata is ma'akev in tshuva, and the person did not change the way he ate or the way he talked or the way he, it's not ma'akev. It's not mistavr. It's ma'akev. The Chavis Halavos is explaining full fledged charata. Would or could entail these things. So the first thing was Yirasa Onesh, and the second, that'll sure get him going with his Harata. And the second thing was, the Kniya, just the Kniya, the Tzabrachenkeit, at the, like, how could I do such a thing? The third thing now is to change the way he dresses, the way he, his Malbi, Edjo, the way he, fancy dress, jewelry, other things. The way he talks, the way he eats. Maybe how he talks, he doesn't talk loudly, or the way he walks, in the street. A person with charata, a person who's broken at the fact that he's a chote, so he'll walk, maybe he'll keep his eyes down. That would certainly be a good idea. You know, how many times do we say in the Chumash, without even realizing it, Vayisoi no vayar. Vayisoi no vayar. Always. It's. I mean, if I press the search button, we just read over it. So, when I was younger, you know, I assumed it just meant he didn't notice something. And now he noticed it. He looked up and he noticed something. That's when it always used. It's always in such a context. But then I started thinking maybe a pashut means literally that they pashut kept their heads, they kept their eyes down. They were nichnat Hashem. They didn't want to look outside. What's there to see? Sometimes it's not such good things that you see. And they looked down. Rabbi Yonah and Shari Tshuva certainly says that's how the Baal Tshuva should walk. Look down, and Mamelu, by Yisoyinov, Vayar. They lifted up their eyes, Esoyinai Elohorim.
We hard to understand that Babel Ravidim.
Why?
Somebody who's looking for Orchim all the time, you can't say he had his head in the sand. And yet that's where it uses the Lashon, Vihidei Shlosha Anashim.
Good question. Okay, I hear. Certainly, literally, it means that. Vayisoinov means, no, Adarama, you know, something, that's the pshat. He would always look down, and he looked up to look for Orchim. Vayisoinov, to look for Orchim. Mamash Adarama, thank you. That's what it means. He picked up his eyes, they naturally were kept down, and he picked them up to look for Orchim. Why else did he pick them up? So why did he look up to see the Ayel by Akedus Yitzchok? I don't know. It says, why did he pick up his eyes then?
It's a lesson of searching.
Why did he pick up his eyes then? He was searching for an Ayel?
He wanted to continue this.
Maybe. Okay, good. You can argue the point or not. My point is, V'chol tenu osav, the Chavis Halavos says. We all know how we walk in the street, how we... He just says that would be an expression of charata. It would be a manifestation of charata, would be to change your mode of dressing, to change your mode of eating, to change your mode of talking, to change your mode of walking, of moving. That's all. So everybody could apply it with all the examples I gave, would be applications. The point is that number three, I'm coming to the end of the sentence, that number three is, I'm like James Joyce already, you know. That's an author that I think there's like two sentences in 500 pages. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. What? Yeah. Anyway, That's number three, a full-fledged charata, an outward manifestation of the charata. Yeah. Of what? There's always an issue of yuara. There is. You always have to worry about that. You always have to worry about that you're only doing it because you like people to see you, or people will see you in a chanami. That's why you have to ask the rabbi if you should adapt certain things. If someone would come to me and say, blank, you know, kach for kach, and I want to start wearing a hat and jacket and base tefillah. I said, I don't know. Maybe it's Mexican yuara. You want to grow a beard, I hear. But yeah, it's definitely something. But like, and if not, there's a big world out there and a lot of different things going on. And that's certainly a concern.
I have another problem here, and that is you do tshuva every Rosh Hashanah, and you make mistakes every day to get it. I mean, you have things to do tshuva for every day. Like, how many times and notches can you blow every?
We're gonna. He's gonna cover that in other prakim. You know, ideally, I would say a person should. I'm not saying this is a chiyuv. Ideally, a person should make a cheshbon nefesh every night.
Okay, but I'm saying changing his whole mode of living every day, changing his mouth. He makes it. He says slach lanu every day, and he means he does tshuva for today's mistake.
So you have to, that's what cheshbon nefesh comes in. A person says, you know, my life's not going the way it should. I'm making a cheshbon nefesh. I'm not careful about lashon hara.
I mean, he should.
I'm really not careful about onoas devarim. You know, a person knows, you know, I'm not, you know, I talk to people and I hurt them when I talk. I'm not careful how I talk to my wife. I'm not too careful how I talk to people. I hurt them. It's unintentional, but like, I'm not careful. I have to be more careful. But what does the Gemara say? You know, everybody's guilty of Bittul Torah, right? Everybody, the Gemara says.
I understand the concept of tshuva every day, but to change your outward habits, everything you do tshuva, you're going to change all your outward habits. So soon your nose is going to be in the guy. You can't change all your mouthwash every day.
You want to know when this kicks in? It's a good question. The Chavis Halvavis is not, that's why I was sort of addressing such a point, which is an excellent point, when I said the Chavis Halvavis does not mean that all these things are ma'akev in Shuva. These are for Charata Shlema. So when should you adapt these things? When you want to make a serious lifestyle change, I would say. And the chanami, you're right. If a person says, I'm going to have more kavana during davening. So ideally, he should have charata for all the tefillahs he did till now without kavana. I would advise a person only to indeed adopt such things when he's making some sort of major life change that's going to put him on a different maslul. As he realizes... Yeah.
This outward expression that you're doing, it's who's it for? Is it for Hashem, Rohan, Mistoros? He knows what you're thinking.
The Chavis Halvavis knows what he's talking about. This will aid you in developing full-fledged charata.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to know, but Poyel, I can't answer you. But you know, sometimes a person takes stock of his like a major event will happen to a person. He'll get fired from a job. Chassid Shalom, you know, and he'll say, you know, and like something or a sickness, Chalila. It shouldn't take that, but you know, I guess that's when such things will be taken more seriously, and he'll think of some major life changes he has to make. So then he would consider these things. You can't, again, there's 20 things here that the Chayyim Halavah says is a drop in the bucket, and he's like mathematically giving you 5 things for each of the 4. You're right. They're major. They seem major. And, you know, he's giving us a picture. When to do it is Taka a good question, and he's not talking about that now. And I agree with you that it wouldn't be a good idea, you know, for every Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatonu and Hashivenu Avinu Lamodosecha to start growing, you know, to do these things. But it's important to know, he wants us to understand what full-fledged charata is, and again, to answer your question in a nutshell, you know, a one-word answer, a quick answer, I guess when a person's contemplating, like, really changing, I imagine that's when a person would get into this, when he's contemplating, like, some sort of major shift. But the major shifts could be, you know, okay, no more Lashon Hara, I gotta stop. So he's going to change his seat in shul, right? He's going to change his seat in shul, and, you know, and he'll do things. That was not a good example, because that's more, will be in Azivas HaChet. We'll talk about such things, like making gedorim to make sure you're not nichshel again. Here he's really purely talking about an expression of charata. Okay. Kamo shenemar. Alzos chigrusakim, right? He wants the person to be like the Avelus. Siftu vehelilu. For Omar vius kasusakim. This is in Yonah. Huh? No? Vius kasusakim hodom. Yeah. Hodom abeima. I'm sorry, yeah. The yikru elalokim bechazka. The yashubu ish midarko hara. This is in Yonah. You have to do things. It's not. This is the expressions of Avelus. This is already much more beyond even the examples I gave, which you thought were radical. The Psukim he brings down talks about signs of Avelus. Amish, like, you know, a guy who really has charata and can't live with himself, he'll be lovei sak. Right? Those are the two Psukim he brings down. Baravi, number four. Is to express sorrow. That's number four is sorrow. Number four is to cry. I mean, he says to cry and to feel bad, not just regret. This is already a deeper emotion, It's again full fledged charato will involve crying. He says. Will involve feeling sorrowful, feeling sad. B'chi, tz'oka, da'ova, to shed a tear. When you're really sorry about something, you cry. B'charotoso al masha oso menachatom ba'ovar. Ka'omro, pal geimayim yordu enai alo shomru so rosecha. So it doesn't mean on others that have been lo shomru sarosecha. It's pal gemarim yordu enai pashtus. It means al lo shomru, my eyes have not been shomru sarosecha. Right? Why is he crying? If someone else does a chait, he's crying. That's not what the chait of is saying. He says pal gemarim yordu enai as an expression of harata for my own avers. Al lo shomru, my eyes will lo shomru sarosecha, and therefore pal gemayim yordu there in sorrow. So number four is that an aspect of full-fledged charota is to feel the charota so deeply that you'll cry, you'll burst, and you'll feel sorrowful that you have dared to be chote. V'chamishi, this is like, it sounds strange, we're not used to hearing such talk. And especially nowadays. Number five is to berate himself. Sheyachlim, he should embarrass v'yochich hasatzmo, the mystery levavo. This is something he's thinking to himself. He's not saying it, he should berate himself. He should embarrass himself. Berate himself, be mabai himself. He should yell at himself. Al ma she'ovar olav me'imilui chavoso kalapei Hashem. That he... You know, we've all experienced it, I would say unfortunately, I don't know, probably not by chait. We can probably all remember moments where we've said to ourselves, and it wasn't by a chait, you fool, you idiot, what did you do? Right? Talking to yourself, right? I assume we've all had such moments. I don't know. So you're supposed to do that when you do a chait. That's how you're supposed to. This is mamash so. Like a psychologist should learn these things in the Chovos Halvavos and write a study. I'm sure like this could be elaborated on. Like this is an aspect of charata where you mamash berate. Full fledged charata will involve you, like you yell at yourself. You idiot! You like what did you do? What did you do? And it's almost as if like you're standing outside yourself. And you're able to view yourself objectively, and you're yelling at yourself, right? So that's an aspect of charata. That's an aspect of charata that you're able to do that, and you do that. That you're harsh with yourself. You mochiach yourself. You're giving yourself musar. That's number five. V'chamisha sheyachlim. We're talking very interesting pasuk. He quotes for this. That's how he understands this pasuk. Like you could touch up the pasuk that you're broken hearted, which would have been number two. He touches up this pasuk in this as a reflection of this fifth thing that you. I don't know. I don't really understand how Yachlin v'yochiyah chesatzmo through v'kiru levavchem. It's interesting. I would have said it's an expression of sorrow, right? You're broken hearted. Your heart is torn. He sees it as someone that's berating himself, and that's how his heart's torn. Very interesting. Okay.
Reaction to that sorrow, but this is something you do. Also, this is the